The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Dakerson, and Leslie Heritage. Chapter 5, Funeral in East Berlin. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
It happened at last.
We've had complaints about the program. The head of broadcast has been going through listeners' reactions with me. I'll read you one at random.
The show was a quagmire of filth from start to finish, with Kenneth Williams wallowing like a pig in a pit of lascivious lewdness. That was the only bit of praise we had.
Yeah, the rest of us run us down something rotten. So I've got to draw my horns in. Now on, the program will reflect my personality. I'd be clean, wholesome, and moving like a bit of a pig. The trouble is, of course, that although I lead such a pure life, the most vulgar things happen to me, as will be evidenced in today's episode, which begins, like so many other vulgar happenings, in Her Majesty's Foreign Office.
Oh!
Guess who?
Mr. William.
I bet you thought that was Sir Charles.
I'm rather busy. What do you want?
You. It's you I want, Miss Gibbs. Would you do me the very great honor of accompanying me to the cinema tonight? It's a good film. She Did It My Way, twice nightly. Very good.
No, thank you.
There's a marvelous Mickey Mouse with it.
I'm sorry, I have a prior engagement with a gentleman.
A gentleman, I see. And I thought you a box of jelly, baby. No, nothing symbolic, you understand.
I don't eat jelly babies, and I'm very busy.
Well, you've made your position very clear, of course. Well, perhaps you have the kindness to inform Sir Charles that I'd like to have a few moments with him right away.
Oh, all right.
Yes?
Mr. Williams would like to see you, sir.
Oh, right. I'll drink my coffee quickly and hide the cup. He's bound to want to scrounge one. Oh, hello, Williams. I didn't see you behind this kid. What a pleasure. Do come in for a minute.
Thanks, Miss Gibbs. The Charles.
Stop kissing my hand.
Sorry. May I have a word with you, Sir Charles?
Yes, any time, my dear fellow, any time. Make an appointment with Miss Gibbs.
No, I'm
free the week after next.
I'm afraid I can't wait.
Oh, very well. Sit down.
Now!
Sorry, I must have left my coffee cup on that chair.
Yes, with a spoon still in the cup.
Well, William?
Sir Charles, I've had enough.
Good Lord, I never thought you could.
No, I'm handing in my resignation. You'll have to find someone else to do all your rotten, dirty thinking jobs.
Your resignation? Oh,
yes.
Oh, my dear. Hello, here. Have a chocolate biscuit.
I decline your chocolate biscuit. Stick them back in your packet.
But if Tompkins has upset you, I'll send him in at once to apologize.
No, it's not him. It's very nice.
No, it's everything. Oh,
my dear boy. I've never made any secret of the fact that I've always looked upon you as the son I never had.
Oh, a load of balderdash.
You'd sell me for dog food to get your lousy medal.
Oh, no.
Don't you give me that old war wound. I've heard the heavy nose blowing. I've heard it all before.
Yes,
mate.
Yes. Well, here's something I haven't told you before.
What?
It is my fortune to be regularly honored by Her Majesty with an audience.
Oh, Her Majesty.
She often asks after you, and I am privileged to inform her as to your excellent progress.
I can well believe that. Oh, I haven't been on a single case that's fit enough to be discussed with Prince Philip, let alone her.
But wait until you hear about the next job.
There isn't going to be any next job. Do you understand? If you'll excuse me, I have an urgent appointment with the recruiting officer of the French Foreign Legion. Goodbye.
I do beg your pardon, Mr. Williams. Oh, he's just handed in his resignation.
His resignation? But the Berlin job comes up tomorrow.
He muttered something about the Foreign Legion.
The Foreign Legion, sir? Oh, but of course I know what's up with him. It's Miss Gibbs. He's always fancied her, but she won't have anything to do with him.
Well, of course not. She's a woman of refinement and good taste.
And nevertheless, Sir Charles, his trouble is unrequited love.
Tompkins, I've just had an idea.
Ah, Miss Gibbs, we were just talking about you. Oh. Sit down, Charles, sit down. She looks enchanting, doesn't she, Tompkins?
Absolutely ravishing.
Yes, yes. I've got a little favor to ask of you, Miss Gibbs. A very small one.
Oh?
I want you to be nice to William.
If that's a small favor, Sir Charles, I'm glad you didn't ask a big one.
We'll pay you dirty money. And yes, and it would only be until he agreed to do this next job.
Oh.
Now, this is my little plan.
What are you doing, Kenny?
Packing my few pathetic belongings.
Packing? What for?
You might as well be one of the first to know, Maisie. You've been a good chum to me.
Oh, I don't want to be your chum. I want to be your bosom pal.
Oh, no point in making mountains out of molehills. I'm leaving, Maisie. I'm joining the French Foreign Legion.
Oh, Kenny, why?
To forget.
We haven't done anything to remember, so what do you want to forget?
I prefer not to speak about it, if you don't mind. If I don't come back, I'll be in some corner of a foreign field. And when the river of death has brimmed its banks and England's far and honors a name, the voice of a schoolboy rallies the ranks. Play up, and play the game. Mind you, if this rain don't clear up, I won't go.
Jules de Gloire est arrivé. Ah, bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour,
You are interested in our little display, eh?
Yes.
The French Foreign Legion, you wish to join.
Ah, just looking, having a little regardé.
But of course, Mr.
Williams.
I will just put it down on this form. Mm-hmm. Your first name is?
Kenneth. Here, listen, we don't want to be hasty.
Of course not now. Now, just try this hat on.
Oh, like this?
Oh, yeah, that is very you.
It is nice. It is nice.
I will just make a note of the size. It is still raining outside.
Hissing down it.
Isn't it awful? Oh, none of that in the desert, of course. Nationality?
British. I'm proud of it.
But of course. Forgive me, monsieur, but you look like a man who has had the unhappy experience. An unfortunate love affair, perhaps.
Oh, don't mind.
Oh, you don't wish to talk about it.
No.
Well, one thing about the Legion, it will certainly help you to forget.
To forget?
That's what I want to do, forget. I want to go where the bullets are thickest, the sun the hottest, where cracked lips and swollen black tongues plead for non-existent water, where the sands of the desert are sodden red, and where the grim reaper rides pillion on every camel.
But, monsieur, this is marvelous.
Yeah.
You are describing the vacancy we have to 18.
Yeah.
Now, this place here, on this map, Fort Despair.
Yeah.
An outpost of the Legion of the Damned. After the massacre last week, they welcome every new recruit they can get.
The massacre? You mean some of them were killed?
The lucky ones, yes. I shall put you down for Fort Despair.
I haven't got anywhere a little more congenial. Or congenial. I was thinking more on the lines of Paris.
But you wish to see action, monsieur, where the sands of the desert are sodden red?
Oh, never mind the sodden sand. Here, take your hat back. Look, I'll think it over. Haven't you got any brochures I could study?
Brochures? We have no brochures, but I can show you a blood-stained tunic ridden with bullet holes. A few sun-blenched bones. Some mutilated organs.
Oh, no, thank you very much.
Monsieur, monsieur, come back, monsieur.
You
have not signed your application form.
Well done, Sergeant. You scared the living daylights out of him. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sir Charles. Anything to further Anglo-French relations? But it is I who should be thanking you. We might have accepted him for the Legion. Oh, mon Dieu, my blood runs cold.
Why, Mr. Williams.
Yes, it's me. The broken-hearted clown whose undying love and assorted jelly babies you so cruelly burned.
I must apologize. I was appallingly rude.
You were rude.
I would be delighted to go to the cinema with you.
When?
As soon as the next mission is over.
All right. Tell Sir Charles his best agent is here and he's raring to go.
That's our destination, Williams. Berlin. East Berlin, to be precise. Behind the Iron Curtain. Show him the photograph, Hopkins.
There, Mr. Williams. Does that remind you of anyone?
Weak, flabby, effeminate face, loose, wet lips, little piggy eyes.
The dead image of you.
Well, thank you. Just kick me as you pound.
Sir Charles is right, Mr. Williams. Mr. Charles is right.
What do you mean?
Except for the blonde hair, he's your double.
What? Right down to the little piggy eye.
Oh, all right. Who is he?
Kurt Stein, our top agent. One of our top agents, my dear fellow. Employed by the East German Foreign Ministry as a cipher clerk. Damn useful chap. Now tell me, how are you at impersonation?
Name who you want, Ducky. W.C. Fields, Joe Ebra, Carol Channing. I can do that, aren't you? Yeah, you know I can.
I can do it more. How's this? Give him 15 lashes, Mr. Christian.
But, sir, the man is dead. Give him 15 lashes. It's my last home and myself and the endless knife.
Humphrey Bogart?
No.
Oh, well, no matter. That's not quite what I had in mind.
Not what I had either.
If we played you the tape of Kurt Stein's voice, do you think you could take him off?
Well, he can't be any harder than Charles Lawton.
Good enough. We're all going to Germany, East Berlin to be precise, and you're going to take Kurt Stein's place while we smuggle him back to England. Now, give him the details, Tompkins.
Yes, sir. Last week, Mr. Williams, a man claiming to be Professor Hermann Schmidt, one of East Germany's leading atomic scientists, swam ashore seeking political asylum.
Now, if he's genuine, we'll want to put him in control of our advanced atomic research laboratory, which would be handing him our secrets on a plate. Should he turn out to be an East German agent?
Well, how can you tell if he's genuine or no?
Kurt Stein knows the real professor. Now, we smuggle Kurt out of East Berlin and bring him to England to make the identification. The next day, Kurt flies back to Germany. But as far as the authorities are concerned, he stayed in his flat all the time because you will take his place whilst he's away.
And that's all I have to do, no stripping off or anything.
I give you my word.
We all know what that's worth.
We have a plan involving teamwork, a combined operation. You, Tompkins, Maisie, and myself. We've noted that the only things they let through without too much trouble are hearses. So we are going to have a funeral in East Berlin.
Danke schön, mein Herr. Er wird so schön sein. How long will it take us to get to East Berlin from here, Sir Charles?
Well, that depends on how soon Williams and Tompkins get back. We must get through before nightfall.
You sit for the undertaker, sir? Anyone want laying out?
Huh? Me, Kenny, me! Me!
Now, Williams, where is Tompkins?
Here he is. Come on, Tompkins. You're making heavy weather of that coffin. Come, it's not as bad as anyone in it.
Oh, good evening, Sir George. Look, we'd better hurry, everyone. The horse is getting restless.
A horse? You haven't got a horse-drawn hearse.
The £2 and a day Foreign Office allowance don't run to a Rolls Royce, you know. Now, come on, Sir Charles. Go on, get in. Try it for size.
I find this most macabre.
Give me a hand, Tompkins.
Yes, sir. Oh, that is you. That coffin really is you. Not too tight under the armpit. Lovely. Come on, Tompkins. Here, you can have the honor of screwing him down.
Oh, I thought we'd never get him on. Don't go too near the horse, Mays. He bites.
Rotten beast. I don't know which end of him I fear the most.
You all right in the box?
Yes, sir. Hurry up.
Right.
Hurry
up. In you get, Mays. Come on. Right. In you stay. That side of the dear departed.
Now, here we go. Go on, Tompkins. You can ride shotgun alongside of me. Once we're through Comanche country, East Berlin, here we come. Ahead! Halt! Stop or I'll fire.
Oh, whoa!
You can proceed no farther. This is the frontier of the German Democratic Republic.
Why, greetings, comrade. Wonderful night for the purge.
What do you want?
Have you haven't said, errand, comrade. The conveyance of the mortal remains of his lady's husband to the last resting place. Bit of notion, mate.
Thank you, dear. We'll let you know. Thank you, dear. Don't
overdo
it,
then
you're asking.
Comradely condolences, madam.
Oh, thank you. He always wanted to be buried in East Berlin.
But we had to wait till he died.
You have the necessary papers?
Yes, here we are.
So,
may we proceed?
Everybody down from the conveyor. Everybody down. I wish to look inside your casket.
Oh, inside your casket. What do we do now, Tompkins?
Offer him a bribe. Cheers.
Say, comrade, don't open the box. Take the money.
Now, keep well back. I don't want to hear any more of this.
We're through, Mr. Weir. We're through. We're through.
We will grab a full penny and undertake a rough round of the clammy hand. Making funny noises.
Well, no wonder you've got your hand on his air hole. I'll be breathing that box. We'll let him out when we turn the corner. Kurt Stein's flat must be in that lock of the room.
You are asking me to fly to England, Sir Charles. This is impossible. Why did you give me warning?
Couldn't chance it, Kurt. There's been too many leaks in communication your end.
And how will I explain my absence to the authorities?
They won't know you've gone. Williams here will take your place until you return tomorrow.
But he looks nothing like me.
And if you pardon my saying so, Charles, it's an insult to suggest that I bear the slightest resemblance to him. He's got a funny face and a peculiar walk.
I stand side by side. That's right now. What do you think, Casey?
Oh, too awesome. Oh, I think it's double ecstasy. Come on. More than enough for both of you.
But can you tell which is which?
Who cares which is which?
Satisfied, Kurt?
Very well. I was called to England to identify this professor, but how do I get out of East Berlin?
You change clothes with Williams and drive back the hearse as the undertaker. I stay behind with Williams.
You will not come with us.
No, not this trip. You can't take the coffin back with you. I am supposed to be in it.
We're both in it, Duffy. I'm proud of you.
No, shut up, William.
Now, after you return from England, Kurt, you'll all drive back to East Berlin in the hearse with the papers to collect a body for burial in West Berlin.
And then we do it the other way round.
As the child travels back in the coffin, Mr. Williams becomes the undertaker, and you stay here.
It's a good little plan. I thought of it myself.
No, I did, Sir Charles, if you remember.
Talk too much, Tompkins. Now, come on, Kurt. Williams, change clothes. The sooner you're off, the sooner you'll be back.
There
Draco, William. Leaving you and I alone in hostile territory. A small oasis of democracy in a vast desert of totalitarianism. From now on, we must be ever alert, indefatigable in our vigilance.
No, they don't call me ever ready, William, for nothing. The proud army sacrifice the very lucky.
What? Williams! Williams!
Not again, Miss Gibbs. Oh, you're insatiable.
William!
What is it?
Just leave. No, don't you realize we're in enemy territory?
That door could be crashed down any minute by jack-booted thugs.
Oh, waving their choppers, you mean?
It's imperative to the success of this mission that we do not relax our vigil for one second.
Well, there's no need for us both to stay awake, is there?
Yes, you're quite right, Williams. There isn't. Wake me up in time for breakfast.
Breakfast?
Lightly boiled egg and toast.
Would you believe it? What a liberty. What's the time? 3 o'clock in the morning.
The time when all good people are snug in their beds. And not so good people are snug in someone else's.
Who's that?
It's me, Hilda.
What is it, Williams? Who are you talking to?
Hilda.
Who's Hilda?
I don't know.
I mustn't be found here. Get rid of her. How can I?
George, darling, open the door.
Whatever you are selling, we don't want any. Go away.
Please hurry, George. It's freezing out here. With hardly any clothes on.
Oh, I'm being as quick as I can.
Williams.
Go back to sleep. Lightly boiled egg and toast. I won't forget.
Yeah, but it could be a trap.
She's hardly got anything on.
Yes, but is that all that interests you?
Oh, there's nothing on the telly at 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, let her in then. I'll be behind that door with a gun.
Gun? Listen, but if it should look as if we're struggling on the floor, get your facts right before you shoot.
Coming, Hilda, darling.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Oh, please do me the honor. Please, sit down.
You're a very good man tonight, Court.
Sure, the leather cloth strikes chilly against their flesh, doesn't it?
I hope you didn't travel on the tube dressed like that.
Oh, you silly boy. I came by taxi. Oh. This is my cabaret costume. Mm. I couldn't wait to change to see you. Come, sit next to me. You were a very naughty boy last night, Court.
Oh, wasn't I very good?
Good. You were terrific.
Oh. In here, stop rubbing my chest like that.
You're making me go all funny. Oh, your hands are freezing cold. Let me give them a little rub.
Oh, I'm tingling all over.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Now my shoulder is cold.
Yes, simple, that's right.
Oh, my entire body is cold. Why don't we go over to my place?
Where's that?
But you were there yesterday. Surely you can't have forgotten.
It's the headaches, the dreadful headaches. Oh. I have such a job finding my way around.
You found your way around last night without any difficulty. You naughty thing. I'm in number 47, just across the corridor.
Oh, I shouldn't, really.
No, good.
Well, now you've explained it to me. You nip over first, I'll follow.
Then don't be long.
No.
Oh, dear, I think I have a cold in the chest.
Oh, I'll bring the camphorated oil.
No.
I was just leave a note for Sir Charles. Have just popped out for a bit. Yes, won't be longer than I can help. Right, now just slip into the old dressing gown. Don't tie the knot too tight. Oh, you're going to work overtime tonight, you rascal.
number 47 now. There it is, dead opposite. Oh, dear, I've tired myself out before.
Who is he?
The paraffin man. I'm going to warm you up.
And if so, would you get my bath robe and bring it to me?
Please, it's a Sunday. Start off rotten and end up
nasty.
Are you ready?
I couldn't be readier.
Well, wait, the door isn't locked.
Yes, just wait till my hands stop trembling. Here we are.
Here. What are you doing here?
Good morning. My name is Hockenheim, Commandant of the Secret Police. I think we should go down to my headquarters for a little undisturbed conversation.
And thank you, Hilda. You baited the trap to perfection.
West Berlin and stop the others returning. I'm sorry, Maisie, but that's how it is. I managed to get out by hiding in the back of a lorry, but I'm afraid there's no hope for William.
Oh, not my Kenny. He was too young to die.
Well, comparatively. But that's the way he would have wanted to go. In the service of his country.
He was a brave man, Maisie.
Thank you.
Well, obviously, you can't go back to East Berlin now, Kurt. You'll have to come back to London with us.
Oh, cheer up, Tomkins.
I didn't bring a black tie, but perhaps this blue one was...
In memory of your jokes, yes.
Well, we'll take the first plane back.
We are not going anywhere.
Oh, for you, the war is over.
Kenny!
Lord, we thought that... But how did you escape?
Quite easily, actually. I was never a prisoner. The chief of secret police thought I was you, Kurt.
Hold him, Tomkins! Hold him! What is this? What is this? Let me go!
Yes, we must resemble each other, mustn't we? He told me how I was to go to England and swear blind that this fake Professor Schmidt was genuine, and how Sir Charles Prattle never suspected he had a double agent working for him.
They kiss you off lies!
What? So I was right all along. You never fooled me for one moment's time.
You said he was our best agent, Sir Charles.
Some things are way above your head, Tommy. Oh. Now, we've just got time to hand him over to the West Berlin authorities and catch the next plane back to good old England.
By the way, you might be interested in these East German cyclists.
Oh, Kenny, you're wonderful.
Williams, you're fantastic. How can we ever repay?
You can have anything you like, Kenny. Anything you like.
Yes, my country's gratitude is enough.
Yes, well, we must all go out tonight and celebrate.
Not tonight, thank you. I'm already thirsty for. I'm going to the pictures with Miss Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs? Oh, why does she have to have all the luck? She gets your jelly babies, and I don't even get a nibble at your stick of licorice.
Well, I went to the cinema with Miss Gibbs. And Sir Charles, and Tomkins, and Maisie. Yeah, they all came, all of them. Mind you, I'd have been happier if I'd been in the same row as the others. Still, Maisie did pop over in the interval to pinch me nuts.
Kenny!
Oh, blimey, he's after me cashews again. I'm off.
See you next week. Bye!
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, and Desi Heritage in Funeral in East Berlin. Also involved were Gerald Cross, Ronald Herdman, Victor Lucas, and Joe Manning Wilson. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.